episode 1723, are your expectations accurate?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? Well, today, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to go outside if you haven't been outside. And even if it's raining or it's kind of yucky or snowing in some areas or maybe it's hot in other areas, I want you to enjoy the beauty, God's creation right in front of you. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Are your expectations accurate? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. How many times do you try to fit God in a box? You know what you want, so you ask accordingly. But are your expectations accurate? Now, this is not a popular subject when it comes to spirituality. We don't want to think or talk about what God wants. We look more so to the wants of our own. And I want you to be honest with yourself today. I really want you to take an inward look, a gut check, and say, gosh, am I really doing this? Or where do I stand? Take a heart check. Where is your sweet spirit today? Now, yes, we're supposed to pray for what we want. But what happens when your expectations are not met, when God doesn't give you what you want? Are your expectations accurate? As we grow in our relationship with Christ, there's a tendency to get comfortable with what we believe He should give us. It's like, okay, I'm doing right here, and this is good. So, Lord, give me what I want. Or maybe you're in a situation where you're like, okay, if I do this and you do this, then I'll give you this. We're sitting here having a conversation with God that says, okay, let's do some give and take. And do you think sometimes you manipulate what you want? Now, I know you're not thinking that in your mind and you're coming at it most of the time, honestly, with a pure heart, but it's still a stained pure heart. So have you ever asked yourself what God wants to give you? Are your expectations accurate? You see, God doesn't need to fit into anything to serve us. He's the Almighty, Prince of Peace, Lord of all, Creator of the world. Yet we still think we know what's best for us. God challenges me, and in good ways. But that means deeper thinking, longer meditations, and really an exploration into the Word. And I appreciate His challenges, but at the same time, I'm like, really, Lord, this is what you had in mind? And I begin to question. I begin to wonder. And usually when that happens, that means God's doing what to me? Stretching me. And I don't know about you, but stretching is uncomfortable. I feel things when I stretch that I'm like, oh, didn't know that was there. I'm great at asking God for blessings and direction, anything I want. However, how much of my day or week is spent asking Him what He desires of me? Are my expectations accurate? When you look at your relationship with God, how you came to know Him, how you're learning to love Him, how you're learning to accept His faithfulness, you're trusting Him with your life, with your family's life, with your finances, with your marriage. How you perceive God is how you receive God. And that's one that gets me all the time. I'm like, yeah, it's my expectations. And are my expectations accurate? Or am I trying to fit God in a box that fits me? Why? So maybe I can interpret it the way I see it? Or is it for just simplicity reasons? Like, oh, I'm busy this week, and so this is what I want to see, and this is what I'm going to focus on. If you're always putting God in a box that fits your lifestyle, how can you know what God wants for you? It's easy to become immobilized and wedged into a corner of our own desires. But when looking from a heavenly perspective, our perceptions change. The way we see a situation shows up differently than our earthly perceptions. But are we really taking that time to see the difference, to ask the questions of God, to say, Lord, show me, help me, guide me in this direction? A lot of us pray a prayer that includes, your will be done. But do we really mean it? Because if we did, do you know how our lives could change? And if you think about it, change is a constant, but that scares the living daylights out of us because we don't like it. It makes us uncomfortable. Are your expectations of God accurate? And how are you looking at your situation? Is it from an earthly perspective? Or is it from a heavenly perspective? What lenses do you see it through? I think it's important to see it from both sides. I know for me, it's hard to wrap my head always around the heavenly perspective, but I do my best, which almost always, when I look then at the earthly perspective, I feel much better, especially if I'm in a situation that I'm not liking. It's challenging me the wrong way, or it seems to go against who I am or what I'm trying to become, etc. Are you caught in the struggles of the worldly views? Or are you letting go of control so God can be God and He can work outside the box you've placed Him in? In Exodus, when Moses was carving out the big stones and he went up to Mount Sinai, and there the Lord came down to him and passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord I am, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. What are you asking of God? I really want you to reflect on that today and into your week. What are you asking of God? Then I want you to ponder and meditate on if your expectations are of your own doing or are your expectations set from God? Do you have that heavenly perspective? If we're not willing to grow, do you think that we're going to be stretched? Probably not. I mean, think about it. When you try to stretch out, okay, go back to elementary school in PE, sitting down and you're doing your little butterfly, stretching out those legs, you know, fly, fly, fly away. It sounds so fun, but doing it, you're like, oh my gosh. And then you have to, whether you're standing up or sitting down, and you have to touch your toes. And maybe you're lucky just to bend at the waist on some days. And other days you're like, I'm almost to the floor. And nowadays, now that we're older, it's like, I can't get to the floor. I am really blessed to just be able to bend over. Stretching, we don't like it. But God loves it. And He wants to do it on a daily basis, which for our health, we should do that too. But that's for another episode. Is God drawing the lines for you? Or are you setting the expectations, the boundaries for God? Are you putting limitations on where He wants to take you? Because if you are, you're missing out. Now, I'm not saying that road's going to be easy to travel. I'm not saying it's going to be glorious and nothing but sunshine and roses and rainbows. No, there's probably going to be a lot of challenges, maybe even deeper valleys than what you've ever gone through. But isn't it worth it? Since God is God, He's the Lord of all. He's slow to anger, abounding in love. He's faithful to you. Why would you question being stretched by God? Now, this is not going to be easy. I know, because I've been doing it for a while now. I've really been asking. I catch myself praying a prayer and having my meditation and praise time, whether I'm in quiet time, whether I'm sitting outside, or whether I'm driving, or whether I'm working out, wherever it is. I do it multiple times throughout my day. I don't just take it in one huge lump sum. I'm always talking to God. In fact, sometimes I think he's like, okay, Christine, I've had enough. I've got a few other things to do. But I make him a part of my every day. And so with that, I have been challenged, and I've been asking the reverse of what I think I should be asking for. So I'm taking my expectations as to what I see, and then I flip it and say, okay, Lord, I'm asking this, but what do you desire in this situation? Where are you leading me? What is the direction I'm supposed to be going? It's going to take some time for you to get used to this, to even break it down as to, well, are your expectations accurate? You're going to have to pray on it in praise and meditation. But I have to tell you this, if you want to grow in your relationship with God, you have to ask the tougher questions. You have to be willing to be stretched. You have to become a little uncomfortable. But know that every single time you do, God is with you, faithfully loving you unconditionally. Be inspired today by God's love for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.